بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. لا إله إلا أنت ربي أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهد الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأصلي وأسلم وأبارك على محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اتبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. We are in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the 12th month of the Hijri calendar. But even more, we are in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, a blessed time and a special time for Muslims around the world. According to most scholars, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah was mentioned by Allah in the Quran twice. Once in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah calls them Ayyamun Ma'lumat, the days that precede Arafah, or the stand at Arafah during Hajj. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah swears Wal-Fajr Wal-Layal Al-Ashr والشفعي والوتر, or another قراءة والوتر. The عشر mentioned here in the Quran, according to most scholars, refer to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. We are on the sixth day. And brothers and sisters, this is a blessed time, no less important than the last 10 days of Ramadan. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, according to the Prophet ﷺ, as narrated by Ibn Abbas, who said, ما العمل في هذه الأيام أو في وما العمل في أيام هذه أفضل, or in another version, ما العمل في أيام أفضل من هذه. Good deeds during the first 10 days of Ramadan are multiplied tenfold. For the Prophet ﷺ said, good deeds in Al-Ayyam Al-Ash, the first 10 days, have a special status. Elsewhere, the Prophet ﷺ says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِيهِنَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. There are no days that are more special or the accomplishing of good deeds are more special or more beloved by Allah than in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. In another hadith, the Prophet conveys basically the message, same message, alayhi salatu wasalam, ما من أيام أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إليه العمل فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر فاكثروا فيهم التهليل والتكبير والتحميد. These are special days and days that are beloved to Allah. And as a result, the Prophet ﷺ tells us to be in a constant state of takbir. Takbir is to repeatedly say Allahu Akbar. Wa tahleel, tahleel is to say La ilaha illallah. Wa tahmeed is to say Alhamdulillah. A man once approached the Prophet ﷺ and asked him, what should I do in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? And the Prophet ﷺ responded, فَلْيَكُنْ لِسَانُكَ رَطْبًا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Make your mouth in a constant state of dhikr. It's the expression has a level of eloquence in it, as if a mouth is refreshed and the life in your being is sustained in a constant state of zikr. Brothers and sisters, I remind you and I remind myself that do not miss the opportunity of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet ﷺ used to fast these days except for the 9th day, the 10th day, which of course is the Eid al-Adha, and you can't fast in the Eid al-Adha, or you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to. But even if you do not fast in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, you must know that Dhul Hijjah is among al-Ashhur al-Huram, the sanctified month. And we are commanded, al-Mu'azzim Huramat Allah, that we are commanded to observe and respect and be in reverence towards the sanctities of our Lord. I remind you and I remind myself that in Dhul Hijjah, you must be, the first 10 days especially, you must be in a constant state of dhikr for deeds during these 10 days are multiplied manifold. In a hadith that that has problems in transmission, let's put it this way, sahahu al-ba'd and rejected by some, accepted it as authentic and others questioned its authenticity. But the hadith effectively says that a day of fasting in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah would expiate your sins for the previous year and the coming year. I don't cite it as a reliable authority because I am among those who think there are problems with transmission with that hadith. But nevertheless, the message is clear and the message is authentic, that if you fast in the first 10 days of Al-Hijjah, your reward is multiplied manifold, even if technically it doesn't erase the sins of a previous year and the coming year. But we can all, and all scholars agree, that the reward is multiplied manifold. It is a problem, in my view, when Muslims, especially when they live in countries where the majority is not Muslim, forget these opportunities, these days of sanctity, these days of special status that Allah has given us as a gift, and said, this is your opportunity during these days, whether it's in the days of Ramadan or the days of Dhul Hijjah, this is your opportunity to come close to me so that I will bestow my grace upon you and give you the gift that if we are fortunate, we would receive in this world before the hereafter, the gift of Nurillah, the light of the divine, the greatest and the most precious gift of all. In fact, in Dhul Hijjah, keep in mind that the Prophet has taught us what is even at a very, very bare minimum. If because of work or other family or otherwise, you cannot be in a constant state of dhikr, you cannot fast and do iqamat al-layl. Keep in mind that the companion Abu Hurairah related from the Prophet a hadith that opens the doors for goodness to you. When the Prophet says, "Kullu salami min al-nasi alayhi sadaqa, kullu yawmin tatlu fihi al-shams ta'dilu bayna isnayni sadaqa, wa tu'inu rajul fi dabbatihi fatahmiluhu alayha aw tarfa'u alayha mata'ahu sadaqa." والكلمة الطيبة صدقة وبكل خطوة تمشيها صدقة وتميت الأذى عن الطريق صدقة. Look at this hadith. Look how the doors of closeness to Allah opens up to you. It starts out كل سلامي من الناس عليه صدقة. Every greeting you greet a human being with, whether Muslim or not, every smile, every salamu alaykum, you are rewarded with that. Every time you reconcile between people who are fighting or disagree with each other, or you seek to establish justice among people, that's the sadaqah. Every time you see a man struggling to carry something, or even not struggling, person that is weak or simply helping someone to carry their belongings or their shopping bags or their luggage or whatever they're carrying. In other words, any good deed assistance you extend to others, that's sadaqah. Even a kind word you utter to your family or a stranger, how are you doing today? You look wonderful. May Allah bless you. Is a sadaqah. And every step you take in order to help remove harm or divert harm from in the way of people, to meet al-adha ala al-tariq means to basically prevent harm or prevent injury. If you're driving somewhere and you see something on the road which someone might hit and lose their focus and an accident could take place and you act to remove that danger, that's the sadaqah. Now imagine if we made it our business, not just in the months of Ramadan, but to learn hurumatillah, to learn how Allah gives us the Sharia in this world, the Sharia by which we can establish goodness, and to make it a point in blessed days like the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, to practice sadaqah in all its form, whether its form takes the place of feeding the needy, donating to help Muslims and other needy human beings, or to even act with good character, virtue, ethics, pleasantness, social behavior that makes people feel safe, warm. All of that could be intensified in the first days, 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, in a systematic fashion, keeping in mind that Allah has made these days special for a reason. Allah has made these days special to give you an opportunity to train your moral character, to live as an ideal Muslim, so that you can improve year after year and come closer to the moral character of the Prophet ﷺ. أقول قولي هذا وأسأل الله لي ولكم بالغفران استغفر الله يستجب لكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين وسبحان الله والله أكبر لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك وصلي وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Brothers and sisters, every time Dhul Hijjah comes around and one focuses on the relationship with Allah in Dhul Hijjah, one also reflects on one's relationship, each of us individually, and in my case, me, to Allah and to the Ummah. A great day is coming, and that is the day of Arafah, where Muslims from all over the world stand on the mountain recalling their debt to the Prophet ﷺ, Ibrahim, and his son Ismail, and the line of prophets that concluded with our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and to reflect upon our special and unique covenant with Allah. The day of Arafah is a test for the state of the Ummah. It's like a barometer. We could all meet as Muslims with separate cultural baggages, do our rites and rituals, and then disperse, having shared no essential unity between us. But the day of Arafah and Al-Ashhur Al-Hurum, the sanctified month, were intended to be an opportunity for Muslims to reflect upon the well-being of the Ummah. Do we come together as a people, share a common impulse, share a common virtue, share a common brotherhood or sisterhood, or do we come as strangers and disperse as strangers? In my readings in Islamic history, I have come to the conclusion that if you study the history of Hajj, and especially the history of Arafah, especially how it's conducted, the social dynamics and social interactions, you get as if a barometer, something that measures the temperature of the Ummah. It's either in horrible state, because Muslims have no unity between us, and they all do their rites separately and then disperse separately, not having strengthened the bonds of brotherhood between them, or Arafah becomes as if a conference of brotherhood for the Muslim Ummah. It pains me that not only do the Ashhur al-Hurum come around and Muslims are shedding the blood of Muslims, but Dhul-Hijjah especially comes around and the bloodshed between Muslims does not stop. And Yawm Arafah comes around and Muslims in discord and disagreement and qati'ah, who have abandoned each other, nothing changes. This is a sign, my brothers and sisters, that we have not discharged our covenant towards Allah in the time and place we live in the world today. It is my sincere belief that the closer Muslims come to Allah, the closer they will draw to each other. The further they drift from Allah, the further they drift from each other. إِنِّي دَاعٍ فَأَمِّنُوا اللَّهُمَّ عَفُوا عَنَّا آمين واصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وانصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين واعف عنا يا أمين يا رحمن يا كريم اصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي فيها معادنا يا الله. Allah, forgive our sins and our exigencies, our indiscretions. Allah, allow us to come closer together as an ummah and honor your sanctities and your boundaries. Allah, help us to become better Muslims and represent your face in the world today. And forgive our sins and defend sins of our parents and our beloved ones and of all Muslims. Wa salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'ahu bi ihsan ila yawm al-din wa aqim as-salah.